Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello and welcome to Bella's Intrigue. I'm your host, Mark Francis. Well, OK Magazine claims Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are reportedly ready to try again to have a sibling for their son, Archie Harrison. An insider said of the revelation of Meghan's miscarriage, "Harry has been an absolute rock for Meghan and vice versa. They've come out of it stronger than ever. They're determined to put this behind them and try for another baby at the earliest opportunity. But more than anything else, it's really underlined how they belong together as soulmates." And via the Express, royal experts Paul Burrell and Eve Pollard predicted a difficult experience for Meghan Markle when she was newly part of the royal family. During Channel 5's 2019 royal documentary, Harry and Meghan, Royals at War, the pair reflected on the struggle of joining the royal family. Mr. Burrell indicated Meghan Markle would have the same difficulties as Princess Diana did. Mr. Burrell said, "There are two different elements to dealing with Buckingham Palace, the royal family and the royal household. I personally think the royal household is far more difficult than the royal family. They are what Princess Diana called the grey suits. They are the ones that made Princess Diana's life hell. They are the ones that are going to make Meghan's life hell as well." Ms. Pollard added, "The royal family have this great tradition of using people in their staff if they can, who have often been related to people who used to work for the Queen's father or for the Queen earlier in her reign. Suddenly, they look at this woman and think, I have got a daughter who is really pretty. Why didn't Prince Harry marry them? Of course, there is bound to be a little bit of jealousy. They will question, why did Prince Harry choose an American and not a Brit?" And speaking to the Daily Star, author of Meghan Misunderstood, Sean Smith, said Harry's stint in the army turned the boy into a man, and his partnership with Meghan turned him into a better man. "Prince Harry is the man who served in two tours of duty in Afghanistan, and it was really the making of him. His service career turned the boy into a man, and his partnership with Meghan Markle has turned him into a better man. This is a woman of substance, and this is not how she has been represented, and hopefully there is still time for people to realize that." Marie Claire believes Kate Middleton might have a very special royal honor coming her way later this year, if one expert's predictions are correct. Royal expert Duncan Larcombe believes that the Queen herself is working on a special way to honour Kate later this year, specifically in April, when she and Prince William celebrate their 10-year wedding anniversary. Larcombe told OK Magazine, "It's highly likely she'll be planning a special secret something to honour Kate's 10 years in the royal family, something she can do to mark it. Kate and the Queen have a fantastic relationship. Kate strikes that balance between bowing to her head of the royal family in public, but being able to check in with her as the great-grandmother to her children. No word yet on if Her Majesty plans to do anything for Meghan."
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Clive Irving's new book is The Last Queen, Elizabeth II's 70-year battle to save the House of Windsor. And he spoke to Vanity Fair, who asked if at the time of her coronation anyone could have anticipated that she could be as successful at the job as she is. "I think very few people would have, and she was very peculiarly lacking in that confidence herself. The first 10 years of her reign, she had to endure enormous stress, not only learning how to be queen, but also enduring a campaign that Prince Philip and Dickie Mountbatten waged to get the family name changed. That went on for the first 10 years of her reign, and it wasn't easy for her to handle. I came to the conclusion at the end of writing my book that I wasn't writing about one royal family, but two. The first half of her reign, as long as Mountbatten was around, there were two royal families. The one that Philip represented, the Mountbatten side, and the other side that her mother and father represented, which was the Windsor side. Once Mountbatten died in an assassination in Northern Ireland, there was a perceptible change in the way the Queen felt. After that point, in 1979, she seemed to be much more in command of what it is she had to do. What she had to do was maintain this strange thing that you have to maintain to keep the monarchy alive, and that's the mystique of the monarch herself, a kind of unknowability. Here you have this paradox. One of the most famous people in the world, yet you still know so little about her. And that's deliberate. She always felt it was important that we should know nothing about how she feels about political things, like how she really felt about the loss of the empire, about various prime ministers, in particular Margaret Thatcher, or about Brexit, to bring it up to date. We don't know, and if anybody tells you they do know, they don't really know. Irving added, I think we know far more than we ever really wanted to know about Charles, right? I think there's a really real risk that if Charles does succeed her, that the monarchy will go over a cliff very fast. This question of survival of the monarchy hasn't really arisen since the time of Edward VIII's abdication, but it will come up as a real smack in the face. She's enjoyed such a command of the role that the whole idea of abolition or republicanism has been beyond reality. Charles has a serious problem. One problem is that he doesn't look like an invigorating generational shift, does he? That's what would be needed, something that reinvigorates and sends a sense that they've understood the modern world. In some ways, Charles looks older than the Queen. He's a man more suited to the 18th century than the 21st. And I'm not being facetious about that. That's his deliberate and chosen style, like a younger brother of the Queen rather than a son. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Ballast Intrigue and good times.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.